This is AgriPulse Daybreak for Tuesday, December 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. Good morning, I'm Jeff Nally. Here's today's headlines. State Department to fund Feed the Future Labs. EU to debate U.S. trade deal. RFA calls for reciprocal tariffs on China. State Department working on new Feed the Future funding awards. The State Department says it's developing new funding awards for Feed the Future Labs, many of which have been in limbo since the administration froze the funding earlier this year. State is, quote, in the process of developing plans for a new portfolio of awards to be issued with the exact scope, the number of awards, and partners to be determined, a spokesman told AgriPulse. The spokesman neither provided a timeline nor said whether previously shuttered labs would reopen as a part of the new awards. Congress has appropriated $72 million for Feed the Future Labs in the fiscal year. Take note, a former USAID official tells AgriPulse that the department could struggle to spend all the money if it plans to run an open competition among universities for the new funding awards. We now have 10 months before that money expires, and it would be extremely difficult to run a competition that was acceptable, the former official said. State doesn't, quote, have the staff now. But the former official said the department can legally direct new awards to previously shuttered labs. European Parliament to debate U.S. deal. The European Parliament's International Trade Committee today will debate proposed amendments on a bill to implement the U.S.-European Union trade framework. Under the deal agreed to in August, EU will eliminate duties on a raft of U.S. ag products, including tomatoes, apples, cherries, and other fruits. The EU also agreed to establish tariff rate quotas to allow some duty-free imports of U.S. pork, bison, dairy products, animal feed, and other goods. Committee Chair Bernd Lange has proposed several amendments to the European Commission's implementing legislation, which EU lawmakers will consider today. Among the amendments is a sunset provision scrapping the deal after 18 months if a more comprehensive arrangement cannot be reached. Take note. The European Commission, Council, and Parliament will enter trilogue negotiations in the implementing legislation once the Parliament reaches a final position. Last week, the European Council said it will push for a safeguard clause allowing the EU to protect domestic industries from any import surges triggered by the deal. Former U.S. trade negotiator Dan Mullaney tells AgriPulse that adding the safeguard mechanism should be consistent with the negotiated deal. If there is a surge and if the EU wants to take measures, then you have to have some discussions with the United States, but probably not until then, he said. Biofuel Group floats reciprocal tariffs on Chinese ag over Phase 1 shortfall. The Renewable Fuels Association wants the U.S. to use tariffs on Chinese ag imports to make up for missed purchases under the Phase 1 agreement. China must be held account for its failure and refusal to meet the terms of the Phase 1 agreement, RFA President and CEO Jeff Cooper said in a submission to the Office of the U.S. Trade Representative as a part of the probe into the Phase 1 deal. Cooper says China's ag buys under the deal made during the first Trump administration fell $32 billion short of commitments. Accordingly, he says, reciprocal tariffs in the aggregate amount of $32 billion should be imposed on Chinese ag exports to the U.S. Take note, in recent weeks, the U.S. has lifted tariffs on many food and ag imports not produced in the U.S. Speaking about those reductions, U.S. Trade Representative Jameson Greer said the time was right to offer some tariff relief after reaching a, quote, critical mass of trade deals. Also, criticism of CARB. RFA also submitted comments to the California Air Resources Board criticizing CARB's recent biofuels land use change public forum for presenting a, quote, biased and unbalanced view of the current state of research and understanding of indirect land use change analysis. RFA Chief Economist Scott Richmond says the amount of land needed to grow corn for ethanol use in California has fallen steadily. We'll have more AgriPulse Daybreak after this. America's dairy farmers are committed to feeding the nation, but their ability to do so depends on sound, science-based policies. That's why they rely on Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, the number two milk cooperative in the country and a leading voice for progressive, farmer-driven leadership in Washington, D.C. Edge represents dairy farmers and their families across the country, the backbone of rural communities and a vital part of our food security. From environmental regulation and workforce development to trade and sustainability, Edge ensures farmer perspectives are heard and that decisions in D.C. are grounded on facts, not politics. Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative, advancing policies that strengthen America's farms, safeguard our environment, and sustain the next generation of dairy leaders. Welcome back to AgriPulse Daybreak. Spain battles to contain African swine fever. The Spanish army is helping to contain an outbreak of African swine fever. Two wild boars near Barcelona tested positive for the virus. More than 100 troops have joined about 300 Caitlin officials to create a 6-kilometer perimeter around the detection site, disinfect, and search for animals, according to Agence France-Presse. Spain is the EU leading pork producer and accounts for around a quarter of the bloc's overall pork production. China stopped importing Spanish pork on Friday, but has since resumed imports from unaffected regions. Meeting to discuss future of Chesapeake Bay agreement. Governors and state officials from across the Chesapeake Bay region will meet today to revise an agreement laying out the goals and terms of a partnership to restore the bay. During the meeting, members of the Chesapeake Executive Council expected to formally adopt a revised Chesapeake Bay watershed agreement, which will likely chart a course for bay cleanup through 2040. Attendees will include Governors Wes Moore of Maryland, Matthew Meyer of Delaware, Josh Shapiro of Pennsylvania, and Glenn Youngkin of Virginia, as well as Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser. Environmental Protection Agency Deputy Administrator David Fatui will also be in attendance, as will Chesapeake Bay Commission Chair Sarah Love and state officials from New York and from West Virginia. Meat Processing Expansion Grant Listening Session set for today. There will be a stakeholder listening session today to help shape USDA's next meat processing expansion grant opportunity. Flower Hills Institute is holding a 2-hour event starting noon Eastern Time. The Institute is the lead technical assistance coordinator for the Meat and Poultry Processing Capacity Technical Assistance Program in USDA's Agricultural Marketing Service. Flower Hill Regional Directors Chris Roper and Dave Carter will facilitate the input session, but representatives from USDA's Rural Development will attend and provide information and answers as available, the Institute said. Here's today's final word. The amount of land needed to produce ethanol used in California has steadily fallen. This is explained by two primary factors. One, U.S. grain yield per acre has steadily increased. And two, ethanol biorefineries are getting more ethanol out of each bushel of grain processed. Due to the combination of factors, RFA estimated that California ethanol demand was wet with nearly 740,000 fewer acres in 2023 than in 2011, a decline of approximately 20%. Renewable Fuels Association Chief Economist Scott Richmond citing an RFA analysis and comments to the California Air Resources Board. Well, that's Daybreak for this Tuesday, December 2nd, brought to you by Edge Dairy Farmer Cooperative. For the latest news out of Washington, D.C., visit AgriPulse.com. for AgriPulse Daybreak. I'm Jeff Nally.